From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. UN envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura, is in Syria, where he is due to hold talks Tuesday with officials on implementing a ceasefire this week. He arrived late Monday in the Syrian capital of Damascus for an unannounced visit. World powers agreed last week to a cessation of hostilities set to begin Friday in order to let badly needed humanitarian aid to be delivered. Meanwhile, air attacks in northern Syria that have damaged or destroyed schools and hospital and has left at least 50 dead drew international condemnation. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called the attacks a blatant violation of international law. Susan Rice is the U.S. National Security Advisor and also denounced the strikes.
What concerns us is that as the violence continues, more and more civilians are being impacted. And the pressure on civilians and the outflow of displaced persons from their areas of residence is increasing. And that is why we have put a premium on trying to halt the violence, enable humanitarian access, and create an environment that is conducive for a political track to get underway.
These strikes, meanwhile, are believed to have been carried out by government or Russian forces. Four of the world's biggest oil-producing nations have reached an agreement to freeze output to tackle the global oil surplus. The oil ministers of Russia, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, and Qatar agreed to the pact Tuesday during a closed-door meeting in the capital of Doha. The quartet will freeze output at January levels, which Saudi Arabian oil minister Ali Al-Naimi called adequate. This is VOA News.